The Bible says to us in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8 that there is available to each and every one of us a joy that is unspeakable and a joy that is full of glory. Does this identify with who you are as an individual? Do you recognize, or do other people recognize that about you, that you are a person that is full of joy? And Lord, that joy is unspeakable in your life because of your relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Does that identify with who you are? Or as the song went, looking for love in all the wrong places, are we looking for joy and peace in all the wrong places? And about our lives, joy is not unspeakable. I remember, and I've used it in a sermon illustration before, and I hope that some of you will remember it as well, but it was one of the very first Geico commercials that they had. And if you remember in the Geico commercial, there's this guy and he's laying on the couch, and the counselor is a prior drill sergeant. And he's speaking to this guy, and this guy is crying. Basically, he's crying. I can't even remember exactly what he was crying about. And the drill sergeant, who is the counselor, said, "Do you want a tissue?" And the guy says, "Yeah, he wants a tissue." And the drill sergeant just took it and he threw it to him. And he says, "There you go, you mamby-pamby jackwagon." Does anybody remember that commercial? I laughed and laughed and laughed, and I've thought about it many times afterwards. And sometimes in our faith with the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes we are a mamby-pamby. We need to think about what we have in Jesus and what Jesus has provided about our lives and for our lives, and we will be those people that have joy unspeakable and that is full of glory. Because we hear this more than anything else in our society today: I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. How many people are saying that today while living in a world of unhappiness? Look at what Jesus said about peace. Turn with me to John chapter 14 and verse 27 this morning. John 14 and verse 27. In verse 27, Jesus says this: "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I give you a peace that the world does not have and that the world cannot have. I give you a peace that is absent in the, not absence of conflict, but in the midst of conflict. I will give you a peace that is in the midst of conflict." Is it possible to be at peace in a world of chaos? And the Bible says it is. So is it also possible to have joy and live a life of joy in a world where there seems to be zero joy? And the Bible says, yes, there is. In John 10:10, which is a verse you're very familiar with, it says what? "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Satan's goal is to steal and rob you of any peace and of any joy in your life, to disrupt the harmony that you have with God. And I ask you the question, how is he doing in America? I think he's doing a very good job. Through the media, the news people, people's opinion, the internet, your phone, politics, the list goes on and on and on. The world is peace robbing and joy stealing. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, we won't go there, but I've got a few scriptures I want to read off to you. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says that Satan is called the god of this world. In John chapter 12, verse 31, it says he is the ruler of this world. In 1 John 5:19, it says the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Now turn with me to Luke chapter 4 this morning. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. In Luke chapter 4, we read verses 5 through 7. And it says, then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. And the devil said to him, all authority has I will give you, and their glory for this. What? Listen to the words. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me. And I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Yes, God is still all sovereign over our world. Satan's control is limited and it is restricted. But because of Adam and Eve's sin and their fall from grace, the dominant power over this earth would be the adversary. So when we look at Luke chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, Satan offered Jesus a shortcut around the cross. Well, you don't have to go there to receive all this. If you will worship me, I will give it to you now. Which Christ denied in verse 8, because you will worship only the one true God. The words happy and happiness are used 30 times in the Bible. The words joy or rejoice is used over 300 times. Let's look to the words of Solomon for just a moment. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In chapter 3, we look at verse 12 and 13. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12. Verse 12 says this, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat, drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. Now turn with me to chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18. In verse 18, it says this, here's what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life which God gives him, for it is his heritage. Is it possible to enjoy life and creation and work? And the answer is yes, it is. But when you look solely at this world for happiness and for joy, you will be disappointed time after time after time again. Happiness can be very fleeting. You can be very happy one moment, and you can be very down the next moment. You'll be disappointed over and over if you look to your happiness that is in this world. When happiness is identified in the Bible, it's a happiness because of the relationship that they have with God. When we look at joy in the Bible, you look at joy and you see its connection to the Word of God. That our connection for joy and happiness is not found in solely in the United States of America or in the things that we enjoy in this world. But I praise God because God has blessed me with those things, but He is the one that provided all things. Our glory is always given to God. Happiness is an emotion. Happiness is an emotion that can come and go in the blinking of an eye, and you know it, and I know it as well. The problem is not the feeling or the emotion. The problem is the source. The source in which you are drawing your happiness and your peace and your joy from. We already have established that Satan is in temporary dominance of the world in which we live in today. So when you look for lasting joy and happiness and peace in this world, it is not going to happen. But now, this is the good part. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you are no longer of this world. That we are seated in heaven today, that we are kingdom kids. Solomon is encouraging us to know, yes, you can enjoy the things of the earth, but you must remember the source, the provider of those things. Saints, our peace, our joy, our happiness truly comes from our relationship that we have with God. Now go back with me to John chapter 14. We were there earlier. John chapter 14. John 14. You remember what it said in verse 27? Verse 27, it said this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give to you." Because see, the world's peace is absence of conflict. Have you ever seen that in our world yet? And no, you haven't, and no, you will not. But he says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So the peace that is available to us is in the peace that we can is available to us through the midst of conflict. How is it possible to have peace in the midst of conflict? Well, Jesus gives us the answer in verse 25. So if you look at verse 25, it says this, "The things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and he will bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you." Saints, you have a secret weapon that the world does not have and the world cannot have. And that's the presence of the Holy Spirit that is indwelling within your life when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What's the name of the Holy Spirit in your life? The indwelling of the Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete. Well, the one that comes alongside. And he comes alongside you during times of turmoil and the times of trouble to bless you with his comforting peace that is available to us. You can't just say, well, these people in the Bible, some of them had peace, but that's not available to me. Peace is available to everyone according to the Scripture. So the abiding peace, the presence, the abiding joy, the happiness, the presence in your life, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, the Helper, the one who comes alongside, the presence of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your life. Now look at John chapter 14, verse 15. John 14, verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Helper, and he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will" what? "And will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Verse 17 again. "The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Do you want to know exactly the reason why the United States of America is in such a political upheaval, such confusion, constant turmoil, and negativity? Because they do not know Jesus and have the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life. That's the number one reason. They don't have a God that they can turn to. 90% of the people in the United States are not saved. They do not have a God that they can turn to. They have no relationship with God because they do not know the Son. And if you do not know the Son, you can't know the Father. And Jesus says, "I will be with you. When you know me, I will be with you. I will not leave you comfortless." So Christians, we should be people of joy and peace, knowing that God's hand is upon each and every one of our lives. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 16. Galatians 5 and verse 16. He says this, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Saints, we are walking through a world of upheaval as never before. That means you and I need to walk in the Spirit maybe as we never have before, that I need to reside in the spirit of peace. The scripture reveals to us a picture of two worlds. See if you can identify with these worlds. It's a world one without Christ, and we're going to reveal a world with Christ. Without Christ is found in verse 19. Verse 19 says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilries, and the like." This is a world without Jesus. This is the United States without Jesus. But he goes on to say, as we've talked about, that 90% of the world do not know Jesus. They've never came to the knowledge of the truth. They're blinded to, spiritually blinded from the reality of the truth. But let's look at our lives. Let's look at the Christian world, the saints that know Jesus in verse 22. Verse 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become deceited, conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." So for you that know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your source of joy and peace comes from where? From God. It's a gift of God. It's a fruit of the Spirit. In other words, when you're looking at the fruit of the Spirit that is identified here, it is something that the Lord Jesus is going to produce in your life if you allow Him to produce it. He is the vine. We are the branches. We don't produce the fruit. We just display it. But the tighter that we cling to the vine, the more that He will produce that fruit through us. The stronger your connection is that you have with Jesus, the stronger that you will walk in peace and you will walk in joy. And the strength, the more that you strengthen that relationship with Jesus, the more the fruits of the Spirit will be evident in your life. That's exactly what the Scripture tells us. He says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." So we want more joy. You want more peace. A different wife and a different husband is probably not going to get you that. A different boat or a different car is not going to get you that. Oh, it might get you that for a moment in time that you celebrate. Oh, look at this, what we bought. Until you back into somebody and it's all gone. If we're going to have lasting joy and we're going to have lasting peace, there's only one source that we can find that from, and that's through our relationship that we have with Jesus. It's not found in any other or anything. Look at the world, chasing the carrot that is out in front of them, thinking that's going to bring them fulfillment, that's going to bring them joy, that's going to bring them peace, that's going to bring them contentment. And none of those things in the world produces any of those things, only our relationship that we have with Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we just rejoice that Your Word identifies it so clearly and so boldly of where joy and peace and happiness is available. And it's found in You. And I praise You for that, Father. And since we have learned that, Father, and we know that, then we need to put it to practice. I need to strengthen my connection. And I pray that everyone in this church will work harder and harder, as Paul said in Philippians, "I press towards the mark of the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus." That we press towards that knowledge of You, that relationship with You. Because, Father, we know when we do that peace and joy will be the outcome. And we thank You for that, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the ushers would come forward, we will serve you communion.